You can get bigger than your problems and challenges. Personal growth, both physical and mental, is the real long-term solution to almost all the problems you will ever encounter in the living of your life and the building of your own dreams. No matter the size of the challenges and problems that you are facing, the truth of the matter is that you can always grow bigger than the size of those problems. Personal growth will come through the working out of the solution to those towering problems before you. If you are on a team with other available team members to help you resolve problems and challenges, then resolution of the situation happens in a much quicker fashion. Problems, headaches, challenges, whatever they are, or however you define them, will almost always stay the same size. They seem to exist and remain the same size until you finally solve and eliminate them. That is why it is so vitally important, once you recognize and identify a given problem, that you begin to take immediate steps towards its appropriate solution. If the problem is visualized as a mountain, then the mountain will get no higher. The problem will get no bigger. However, the longer you wait to solve the problem, the steeper will become its slope, and the more effort and resources will be needed for you to climb it. It is important for you to realize that life is dynamic. It is either moving forward or backward. It does not remain static. So as you are growing yourself and or your business, you need to submit yourself to a higher or bigger authority. Having done that, you then need to become obedient to the instructions or counsel that you receive from that higher authority. In so doing, whenever a problem is encountered, as surely there will be, you have the personal confidence and knowledge of what to do in order to solve such a problem. Resolving the challenge thereby clears the way for your renewed, greater, and uninhibited growth. Failure to solve the problems that you will encounter along the way will simply bring your business growth and its related profitability to a complete standstill. No one benefits from a situation such as this. Delayed or postponed solutions to existing problems provide no specific blessings or other benefits to anyone. Solving problems as efficiently, as effectively, and as quickly as is possible is always the wisest course of action for you to follow. The sooner a problem or obstacle is solved and eliminated, the quicker forward motion and growth can be reestablished for you personally or for your business. Grow and or get bigger than the problems you are currently facing, and you will quickly begin to solve them. Internal growth and development always precedes external problem-solving activities and efforts performed. Always take the time first to figure out how to solve the existing problem, and then go to work and solve it. The late Dr. Robert H. Schuller, pastor and author, once told one of his many life stories that seems most appropriate as applies to this topic of solving problems. Please permit me to share it with you. Mount Everest, you can't get any bigger. There is a large grand hall in downtown London, England, where many years ago, in the 1920s, a man named Mallory was honored with a large banquet supper. This fellow named Mallory led an expedition to try to conquer Mount Everest. The first expedition failed, as did the second. Then, with a team of the best quality and ability, Mallory made a third assault. But in spite of careful planning and extensive safety precautions, disaster struck. An avalanche hit, and Mallory and most of his party were killed. When the few who did survive returned to England, they held a glorious banquet saluting the great people of Mallory's final expedition. As the leader of the survivors stood to acknowledge the applause, he looked around the hall at the framed pictures of Mallory and his comrades who had died. And then he turned his back to the crowds to face a huge picture of Mount Everest, which stood looming like a silent, unconquerable giant behind the head banquet table. With tears streaming down his face, he addressed the mountain on behalf of Mallory and his dead friends. Quote, "I speak to you, Mount Everest, in the name of all brave men living and those yet unborn," he began. "Mount Everest, you defeated us once. You defeated us twice. You defeated us three times. But Mount Everest, we shall someday defeat you, because you can't get any bigger, and we can." End quote. Where are you today? Whether you find yourself at home, in a lonely hotel room, a hospital, or a prison, possibility thinking can work for you to perform great healing of body, mind, and soul. It will help you to see that Jesus Christ wants to come into your life and transform you. When you give your life to Jesus, you will become a beautiful new creature. Doors will open. Freedom will come your way. And when you run into problems, you will have the calm assurance that they can't get any bigger, but you can. I will tell you the absolute truth. God, who created you, who formed you in your mother's womb, who fearfully and wonderfully made you in his own likeness, and who loves you unconditionally, will never allow you to encounter any problem that you cannot handle and solve. Problems are allowed into your pathway to strengthen you and teach you and prepare you for a much bigger role that God has prepared for you to play. The role will always be to love and serve your fellow man, and to love and serve your Father God, and to bring more glory and honor to his name. Never fear problems, challenges, or obstacles. Whenever they confront you, immediately attack them straight on. Charge right into the middle of them and solve them. When you do, you will solve the problems and you will grow stronger and wiser in doing so. The added strength will prepare you to resolve bigger issues that you will face in the days and years ahead. And so it will continue to go on and on into the future. Why? Because success is a journey, and it is a battle. Don't worry. It is worth every bit of effort you are willing to put into the completion of your journey. To become successful is to become an overcomer. Leaders gotta lead.